Brilliant Beauties. We are here at the Lazy Overachiever. I'm your host, Nikita Renthigpen, and excited, as always, to be in the space with you, especially with this next person. So, if you've been following me from the Balance Bully podcast for ambitious women in business and a few brave men, all the way over here to the Lazy Overachiever and anywhere in between, you know I don't fangirl, right? Like, that's just not who I am. That's not my steez, any of it. However, when you come into contact with another potent human who gets it, who values authentic, transparent relationships, that just understands there is so much power and amplified intimacy, literally from the bedroom to the boardroom, you don't want to let go. You have to go a little bit deeper in your connection, which is really what intimacy is all about. It's just deepening connection, which is exactly what this gentleman did with me. So, a little context. I'm a client of his company. He is amazing. And he deepened connection with me because he did what a lot of founders and CEOs and heads of departments don't do. He went a little further. It wasn't just the name across the invoice and like, oh yeah, we have another number of a client. He went further and he followed up. So without holding you back too much and getting you all excited, like, who is he? Let me see. All right. Greg Wasserman. He is fueled by trust, love, curiosity, and adventure. And he has created from an immense background of all kinds of technical goodness that he's had over the last 15 plus years of his career. He is the head of growth, partnerships, and community at Cas Magic, who we at Big Pro are a client of. Greg, welcome to the TLO. How are you today?
I mean, look, I can't, with an intro like that, I mean, yeah, who wouldn't want to listen to this conversation? And so excited to be here and continue talking with you. So thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to have you here too. You know, you and I were talking in the green room, as well as some of the one-to-ones that we've had before, about how much I really valued that you didn't just allow me, and you know, I'm the president and CEO and co-founder, let me not leave out my husband, okay? The co-founder of our company. And when I became a client of Cas Magic quite a few months back, I didn't realize how powerful the tool was, to be quite honest. There's a lot that you can do with it. I just wanted it for one specific thing for our team members to just kind of help with some show notes, which did help take them from 2 hours to somewhere between 2 and 5 minutes per note, which was amazing, especially with two podcasts. But you reached out a few months back, and while I was in the middle of international traveling and taking care of Senior, who's my biological father, and all kinds of lifing, as the kids would say, I said, hey, I just want to check in with you. You know, let's set up a call. Let's see if you're using the tool correctly, if there's any way I can support you. And I just honestly didn't have time at the moment. And then I pushed forward a few months after that. You did what a lot of people don't do. You followed up and gave such a valuable supportive ear for what it was we were using it for, how we could be using it better. You shared stories about how you personally have used the tool. And all of those things were so helpful, not only for me individually, but for our team, which allowed us to save a lot of time. And I just wanted to, on air, thank you for that, because it does matter. You went deeper. You created intimacy with one of your clients. And I can tell you that I upgraded after our conversation because of that. And you didn't ask. There was no upgrade. It was not a sales call. It was not that. But that was what I pulled from it, was like, you know what? You can use this so much more powerfully. And like you and I have been talking before, being a lazy overachiever is all about working less and trusting your inner brilliance more. So I just wanted to thank you on air for that and ask you why you decided to create Cas Magic for the other multi-passionate, multi-hyphenate humans that are out there like me.
You froze. Sorry. What was the question? You froze. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Why did you create Cas Magic for the other multi-passionate, multi-hyphenate humans out there like me?
So I can't take credit. I did not create it. I am lucky person who joined early. And this just goes to, I guess, the whole story here, right? So I believe that life is about time and relationships. You have no clue where one conversation today will lead, or in the case of how I ended up at Cast Magic, where one LinkedIn post will lead. So every Monday I post 3 podcasts I think people should listen to. I happen to have done the founders of Cast Magic podcast. The reason they created Cast Magic, because like yourself, they're like spending hours doing their podcast. But unlike the two of us, they're engineers and they built a tool that now allowed them to do, as you know, take their podcast and in minutes now get all the content there. So I posted about their podcast and then months later, they built this tool and they're like, hey, you seem to know a lot about podcasting, built this tool, can you help? To your question, like that is what I've been trying to get podcasters and people to think about. You can actually think about beyond the downloads. So when I'm running 3 podcast platforms, it was like, how do I get more downloads? How do I grow my audience? And how do I monetize? And I hate those 3 questions. Why? Because they put you in a box. They actually make you work harder instead of smarter because they put you in a box of like, well, then I can only get downloads. But no, the joys of this conversation that we're having right now is not to have everyone listen to us. Everyone listening, I thank you for listening, right? But it is not about that. It is about the conversation we're having. So maybe someone that's actually listening or would love to listen, I should say, gets your newsletter, reads you on LinkedIn, or gets your content in this conversation and the synopsis of what we're talking about in a different way. That is what I loved about what Cast Magic allows you to do, because now it gets you to start having great conversations and thinking about where do I put that conversation? How do I engage with people where they want to be engaged? So instead of going, listen, 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 download, 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 you're like, you know what? You don't want to listen? Hey, here's a blog post that I think you can go ahead. And this is kind of what we talked about. And now I'm still engaging with your brand. And so as a business, if you can start thinking about ways to engage people where they want to be, but you're just taking one piece of content, in this case, a podcast, or maybe it's a conversation, or maybe it's a sales call, and you're figuring out how do we repurpose that? That's the joys. And that's what gets me jazzed.
Yeah, no, I love that. One of the things that stood out for me, well, there was a couple things that you said, because there was lots of nuggets in there, was you hate the box of those 3 questions, right? And so way back in the day, because our company is almost 13 years old, at the time of this recording, in just a couple of months, we'll be 13, officially rebellious teenagers in the business world. But, you know, back 10 plus years ago when we started, you know, taglines were a big thing, right? Like it was important for every company. I'm sure you remember from your marketer hat for taglines to be there. And one of our taglines was break the box. So when you said that, it immediately made me think of how important it is for people to understand that many of the boxes that they fill either themselves as individuals or their companies are kind of stuck in are boxes that they created for themselves. And you really can break the box. But one of the things that you and I were talking about, I don't remember if it was a green room conversation or, kind of a roundabout of our intimate one-to-one conversation we had when you were so wonderfully following up and deepening connection with me in a transparent and authentic way, was about the power of an individual being the brand. And as a balance and relationship advisor, you know, my background is in psychotherapy as a clinician and trauma specialist. A huge thing that comes up with people is the fear of a spotlight. Mm. They're afraid to be the brand because they're like, oh, wait, what do you mean? Like that means the spotlight is on me. So a quick story that I have to say with a little anonymity because of a board that I sit on. The board member is creating a nonprofit arm to the board that she has. And while we were in, you know, wrapping up our board meeting to the team of, I don't know, 12 of us that were there, she said, oh, just throwing this out there, I'm looking for names of, you know, the new nonprofit that I'm creating, which is an amazing, amazing nonprofit that's helping disadvantaged children all across the world. It's just an amazing opportunity. And I said, oh, I put it in the chat since, you know, there was a lot of noise in the conversation. I said, well, what about using your name? Would you be opposed? She said, yes. No one wants anything to do with me. They don't care about me. And her name, by the way, is like a French kind of like really sexy, interesting name. Like she could play off of it from a brand perspective in so many different ways. It's not like Lisa Johnson or, you know, or something really simple. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, no one, I want something to outlive me. That was one thing she said. And the second was, no one cares about who I am. They don't care about me as a name. And the third thing she said specifically was, I don't want to be the brand. And that, of course, made, and I, you know her semi-personally. It's professional, but, you know, we've had some personal contacts. And so I know that there's a lot of fear of being in the spotlight and a lot of worry of, you know, people rejecting her and all the things. So because of your background and everything you do, from the head of growth to partnerships to community to marketing background and all of it, I'm sure you've seen this a million times where phenomenal, brilliant humans could absolutely explode to the next level if they were willing to step forward, but they're not. So I'm curious how you've been able to, you know, help people see their greatness so they can come from beyond the microphone, if you will, and do some of the other brand specific things that are important for them.
I mean, I love that. I guess the way to look at it is, let's use you and your show as an example, right? Like, are people turning in because it's called the Lazy Overachiever Show, or are they turning in because of you and the conversations you have? So at the end of the day, the brand is you. I'm just turning into a show that's called The Lazy Overachiever, right? So the same thing for this lady. It's like, hold on. Why are people, if you don't want to be the brand, but that's the whole, you're the one that has the thoughts. You're the one that has the ideas. You're the ones that's talking. So you are the brand. People just happen to turn into whatever you're calling this show. And so you want the show to live longer than you. But like, no one can replicate you. So if you were to have a different host come on and be like the new host of The Lazy Overachiever Show, they can try, but at the end of the day, it's still you. So that's where I would look at and go, like, if you're afraid, let's unpack those fears first. Like, what does that mean? But like, the way I would unpack that is really like, but why are they, what are they, is someone else speaking for you? Like, maybe if it was like, I'm hosting or I want a show that's called The Lazy Overachiever Show, and Nikita's on the back end running the business, but she's got someone else as a host. Great, I got that. But if you're the voice, if you're the host, then the show is you. And that is the key piece.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And I don't think a lot of people, whether you're new in the entrepreneur world or you're doing authority leadership while working in another organization and really wanting to make sure that you can create and curate professional networks that are important for you individually, beyond the great work that you're doing, which I think is a whole nother avenue that people aren't thinking about. So for instance, and I'm just going to use you, Greg, in this, Greg representing Cast Magic, for obvious reasons, that was our connection, followed up, but I'm never going to not remember Greg Wasserman, right? Like, and you know, God willing, Cast Magic is a tool that we can use forever, and it's there, and it continues to be great and awesome. And in parentheses, it was important for me to create that individual connection, human to human, and that is the potency. So if Greg decides to create, I don't know, mic muffles, you know, or something, you know, muffs for the microphone going forward, I'm going to say, oh, Greg, what are you into? What are those muffs? I have a microphone. I want to get that too. So now I'm not just following Greg at Cast Magic. I'm following Greg because we've created individual connections. And people also aren't looking at that power from a brand perspective when you're really also doing that more important, deeper level work. Going back to what you were talking about using the tool of Cast Magic more effectively so you can have more time for your sabbaticals and your moments when you want to wiggle your toes on the couch and whatever else that you want to do, because now you have more of your time back to enjoy your life or to be into fitness the way Greg is and all those other things that are really important for you. When you're able to do that effectively, it really does create spaciousness for you to create these deeper relationships with people who matter. Or maybe people you didn't even know would matter because you never had time to connect and communicate and build with them before, which I know is such a powerful part of your story where I don't want to misquote you, but what do you say? It's the time and the relationships that matter most.
Yeah. I mean, this is why my ethos is about life is about time and relationships. So your point here of like, yes, I reached out for Cast Magic, but I think in like every communication I put is like, I don't know where this conversation goes. Like, yes, Kes Magic is bringing us together, but I don't know. Yeah. So for everyone that's listening, it's like, be open to those conversations. That's why one of my core values is curiosity. Like, I don't know where this is going to go. So either it's a person trying to sell me, and it's like, you know what? I'll take that sales call. I don't know. I guarantee you, generationally, we're at a place where people aren't staying at their companies for 40 years, right? So I can say most likely this person's probably going to jump in different companies. You've been at this company that you started 13 years ago. How many conversations have you had over the last 13 years, even though it's your company? Like, oh, well, I've talked to this person, Greg. I think you would find that person valuable because I gelled with you. So like when you start thinking about those in a way you live kind of standpoint, it also then allows you to work smarter because you're like, all right, I can have, instead of back to the box, my box is I've got to do this. And if you're in that box, then you're not letting your curiosity, you're having a very fixed mindset is this is my goal. I can't let any outside noise, but there's power in the pause. There's power in those outside noises. They always say that someone that enters an industry from a completely different industry ends up shaking up and they have a breakthrough. Why is that? Because everyone is so focused. You can't do that. You can't do this, but this person doesn't know. So they start asking all these questions. And the answer is like, we've just never done that. We've never done that. And so once you start having the curiosity and you start running your business and going back to this brand piece, once you start thinking of yourself, you are the brand. Branding is the lazy overachiever. So you are branding yourself as that. And that's an easy thing to go like, oh, Nikita, like, what do you do? It's like, oh, I'm the lazy overachiever. Like, oh, tell me more. So you're able to do those components, but get outside of the box, create those connections. And then that also allows you to leverage not just technology, but other things outside of that for working smarter, not harder.
That's right. I like, I'm trying not to clap into the microphone because that wouldn't be great for the listeners' ears, but I can't agree with you more. So a question that I have that I like to ask every expert that comes to the TLO, which is our little acronym for the Lazy Overachiever, is what does being intentionally selfish mean for you? And how is one way that you can see being intentionally selfish benefit you?
I mean, it's back to, if my ethos is life is about time and relationship, for me, the selfish act is I want to talk to everyone. I want to, my best friend, I was talking with him yesterday. He always made fun of me because growing up, he's like, Greg, you want to be the kid that walked down the school hallways and like you knew everyone. I'm like, yes, like that's who I've always been. Like you want to know everyone. It's not like I want everyone to like me, but you want them to know you. You want to know who to turn to when they're looking for something. Like that is incredibly intentional. So I love creating those connections. I've been doing it since I was a little kid. So for me, the selfish act is, how do I just talk to people? Like I don't know what I don't know. So have that curiosity and go, you know what? Maybe this turned into a sales call. Wasn't intentional, but like maybe it did. Or maybe it's like, how do I support you? And you know what? You didn't even have to answer that question. I'm already like, I know three people, that could help you and I'll make the introductions. Most people don't do that. That is core to who I am because they're like, hold on, you're spending your time right now making those connections, which you could be spending that time on your business or making something that was making you money if you think about that way. In my mind, it's like, but I'm playing the long game. If I help Nikita now, I have no clue where that's going to take me in the future. Maybe it takes me nowhere and I just have that feel good moment of like, I helped her and that she made more money in that regards, but like, you don't know. So I think it's what Maya Angelou, people don't remember what you did. People remember how you make them feel or something in that regards. As I butcher the quote, but like, that's the way I look at it. So I guess the, how do I live? What is it? Intentionally selfish? I don't know where the future is going to take me. So let's be selfish about the karma I'm building and that will lead to good things.
Well, you know, I can't agree with you more, right? Like I'm all about being intentionally selfish. And I do believe that when you do it well, when you really embody it, you become an amplified, selfless person for the exact way that you shared, where you can support people in the most honest, authentic, non-expecting something in return way, but knowing that everything that belongs to you is on its way because of you making that spaciousness for yourself. I think that that's beautiful. Woo, Greg, how can people connect with you? Where can they go to find out more about you as well as Cast Magic?
So right now, LinkedIn is where I live. So that is the core. Later to 2024, the goal is to build the website and build the brand outside of LinkedIn. Because if I'm advocating everyone to own your audience, own your brand, instead of putting it somewhere else, I have to live what I preach. So that will be the goal. But right now, yeah, LinkedIn. Or if you're a Cast Magic user, you can't get rid of me. I'm everywhere. I live in our Slack community. I'm there to support. I'm here to help. I just love connecting. So reach out and let me know that you listen to the show. I appreciate you all listening. But at the end of the day, I just want to have conversations. I want to help. I want to support. And I don't know where things are going to take us. So how do we do more together? What, rising tide raises all ships? Dad was a sailor, so I live by that mentality.
No, I love that. Thank you, Greg, for carving out time from the Slack community, from your other Amplify intimate relationship building that you were doing, and everything else that is fueling you from the trust, love, adventure, and curiosity that allows you to just show up so authentically. We really do appreciate you here at the TLO.
Thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for listening. I appreciate tuning in.
Lazy overachievers. I mean, yeah, it was that. It was all of that. I could not have said it more. I just want you to do what I ask you to do every single week, which is continue to embrace a little bit more of your lazy so you can work less and trust your inner brilliance more.